Good morning. My guest this morning is Dan Earle from the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Well, we're talking about music in the holiday season, and you seem to be responsible for a good bit of it.
A little bit, yes.
A program on Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. The chorus will be singing along with Santa Rosa Symphony for the Holiday Pops concert. So what's that going to be?
Well, obviously it's going to be Christmas music, and it's going to be orchestral selections along with choral selections with the orchestra, and I think even choral selection without the orchestra. So we're real excited to be asked to be a part of this.
Does the chorus generally do a Pops concert like this?
At this time of year, not normally. Uh-huh. So this is something a little newer to us. We do a quote-unquote Pops concert. Well, that's not even true. We do a fundraiser, uh-huh, which this year is going to be Gershwin. But this is sort of and we say Pops. It's just in the sense of popular Christmas music as compared to this popular style.
When you think of Christmas, what music do you think of?
Well, for me, as a choral musician, you know, I think of all the beautiful carols. Things like Handel's Messiah come up, of which, of course, we're also doing in December.
That's right.
And, of course, it's important to realize it's only the first section is really the part of the Christmas story.
That's right, yeah.
Carol of the Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, there's all, Frosty the Snowman. Those certainly are popular. We happen to be singing Carol of the Bells with a symphony. And you have, the Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson.
I assume that a lot of what you're talking about will probably be included in the September 23rd.
Very much.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Messiah, let's talk about the December 21st at 7:30 p.m. show at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park, the 32nd annual Sing-Along Messiah. And you'll be directing that, right?
I will be. If that's the 32nd, this will be my 31st time of actually conducting it. But the very first year I was on stage as a singer, so
that counts.
Yeah.
So how many people do you expect will attend that? I know it's impossible.
To attend?
Yes. To attend and or sing.
Yeah. Well, the audience, it will probably be, 600 plus. The onstage chorus will be 100 or more. And that involves the symphonic chorus, of which I conduct. It will also involve the junior college choirs, with Jody Benicke, and it will involve Maria Carrillo's chamber singers, which Gail Bowers will be our mezzo soloist. So, the last few years I've tried to include the high schools and, if possible, one of the teachers from that doing one of the solo parts.
Sounds like an absolute must-see in here.
Oh, you bet.
And also, just to touch on it, on March the 30th, a long way down the line, you are going to be having an all Gershwin concert.
We are. We do a one-day fundraiser, and, we've done the music of Kern and other composers. And this year I felt that Gershwin would be a great addition to that program.
Thank you very much, Dan, for coming in and alerting us to all that's going on chorally with the Santa Rosa Symphonic Chorus. So this is Saturday, December 21st, 7:30 p.m., the 32nd Annual Sing-Along Messiah at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. You can get tickets at the Symphony Office at 50 Santa Rosa Avenue or online at santarosasymphony.com. And this is a benefit for the Symphony Music Education Program. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.